Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Monday, July 18th. This is your daily, and I mean every single day, sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. Now, we break down our brand into weeks. We never look too far ahead most of the time. Last week, every single day. If you played with us, then you came out with a profit. But this week starts a new week. But let's look quickly back to yesterday when Sundays, nobody else does. We do shows. How about 6-3? How about our man Dial Up, our 5-tool player, AB, cashing all 3 tickets from the MLS? So that inspired me. That inspired me today. Soccer, is it back? That means we got to bring in one of your favorites. Look who it is. The stars of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, he's beaming because soccer is starting again really officially today. Buckets, welcome back to the Early Edge, sir.
Thank you so much, Coach. We are so close to having our usual 400 to 500 matches a day coming back in Europe. So I'm ecstatic. I'm psyched to be here.
Oh, my God. Most people would be like their head exploding, and you're like, give me more. Give me more. Now, he has been very busy because Las Vegas has been very busy. Zach Attack, Zach Simony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm on cloud 9 still with another Summer League future. Yesterday, Portland Trailblazers 28-1. I think I posted more tweets yesterday than I have all year. I ran down to the Thomas and Mack to pick up some gear, got in by security. I said, I'm not going to watch the game. I just need to get some gear.
Old school, I still got it, baby.
Said, we need to sell them. Come on in. So they let me in, and then I sat down for a little bit, watched some of the game, and yeah, it felt amazing. All these futures, a bunch on the show, but to win that 128-1 felt amazing.
I'm sure it did. It really did. NBA Summer League has taken on a life of its own now. That sports betting has become so big. So let's get into it, guys. Sports betting. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And Zach, I'm going to come right back to you because the Summer League, I said, it's taken on a life of its own. What's your storyline today, sir?
Well, you know what? I had to rewatch the full game highlights of the championship yesterday on the NBA YouTube channel, and there was a lot of views, actually, but people were still confused on this new system. It's only the second year. This the old-school playoff format is gone, and it's really just a shortened 4-game season, and there were 8-9 teams that had the same 3-1 record, and people were saying, where's this team? Where's that team? Well, there's the reason only Portland and the Knicks were in the championship. It's based on point differentials, and I want to make this clear. When you're thinking about point differentials, you're always thinking about win. Oh, I want this team to win by 20. I want this team to win by 30. But the only reason that the Portland Trailblazers were in the finals because of the way they lost their one game. That is big because their loss to the Detroit Pistons was only by 3 points. So they won their other 3 games, and obviously that boosts their average up. So those other teams that had one loss, they were bad losses, maybe by 10 points, 12 points, 15 points. And that's going to take you out of the championship game in this new format. I like it because it gives you a big-time opportunity. If you have a team that has that big margin, you can hedge into those last games like I did on the Pelicans a little bit because I knew if the Pelicans won by 5 points or more, I'm done with my Portland Trailblazers future. So you've got more opportunities to hedge and actually cash a little bit. But, yeah, I was happy to hit that Portland Trailblazers 28-1.
Educate and entertain. We tell you all the time, the last 60 seconds, you don't just get that when you look at a score. It takes work. And Zach puts in the work. Now, speaking of working, this man, he's had relatively a summer off. He's been traveling the world. He's been hanging out with our crew in Nashville. And all of a sudden, he's one of the biggest names at the Early Edge and Sportsline. But now, today is when you start earning your money again. Buckets, why is today so big?
Today is huge in the soccer world because we are seeing the start of the European leagues today. We're seeing it first in Poland as the Polish league is starting up today. But over the next couple of weeks, we're going to see the return of EPL, of Bundesliga, of La Liga, and more. And it is imperative, as the smart, exceptional bettors that we all are, to be aware of how to bet soccer in the first couple of weeks compared to when you're in that midweek or mid-season kind of run. Soccer is very, very difficult in the first couple of weeks because you have to keep an extremely close eye on the player transfer market. You'll have teams that last year scored 6, 7, 8 goals a game for us, score 1, 2, and lose consistently this year because they're doing transitions and because they're doing so many trades. So we have to check all these new leagues to see what players moved around, what coaches moved around, and how teams are going to be changing their style. It's very difficult, but it's something that we can successfully do here together to cash as many tickets as we can moving forward.
All of a sudden, what was that scene from A Few Good Men just came into my head with you looking at 400 leagues in the transfer or whatever. Are you going to do it, Weinberg? I'm not going to do it. Oh, my goodness. But we are so happy that we have Buckets and we have the guru, Martin W. Green, and also our silent soccer capper, Brant Sutton, also low-key savage. So those three, they're going to be carrying you all the way through the World Cup this fall. Great to have Buckets back. Now, we got to get into our board. Because I say it all the time, most brands are taking the summer off. We are now, let me check my notes, since June 20th, 63 games north of 500. I'm not a math major. I think that's pretty good. But before we get to our board today, because yes, we have more plays today, even though Major League Baseball is off, NBA is off, hockey is done, but we are here. But we've grown so large, we got to pay those pesky little bills. So here's a word from one of our incredible partners.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
And we are back. All right, it is time. Buckets got his drink in, and now he's going to get his pick on. So, Buckets, I'm reading some names here on my rundown that it looks like a spelling bee, but I know you can decipher that for us. So, you have the first spot on the show today. The floor is yours.
I got you, Coach. Let's jump right into that Polish league that is starting up today. We have KS Górnik Zabrze versus MKS Cracovia Krakow. And I do my best to check the pronunciation of these before I get on the show. But these are two teams in Poland that last season absolutely dominated in terms of both teams to score. These are teams that attacked constantly and teams that refused to defend. But talking about how the first week can be difficult, I looked at the player transfers. I looked at the lineup changes from last year. And both of these teams have the majority of their attacking players still available. The difference is their veteran defenders they did have, both teams got rid of. They freed up their salary cap. They're bringing in some new younger guys. It's got to be hard to see them perform at this top flight of Polish soccer, so I'm expecting a lot of goals here. Both teams to score looks fantastic. Going into our second pick of the day, we're going to the Women's European Championship between Italy and Belgium. This is a must-win game for both teams here. The top two teams of each group advance. These teams are tied for third and fourth. There's no reason to do anything but attack for 90 minutes here. They've got a cover goal differential, high-scoring game. Both teams to score at minus 135. Fantastic odds for this matchup.
How do you like the – I haven't looked at the over in that match, but if you say there's going to be a lot of goals, would you lean to the over in that game as well?
I would lean to the over in both of those matches, yes. I think a 2-1, 3-1 type of posture – outcome is very possible in both.
All right, Buckets throwing out extra plays, little bonus plays. I like it. All right, now, you guys know that I only go last on the show when I've really earned it, and I have. But Zach Attack just nailed a 28-1 pick in the Summer League. So he's earned the right to take the Maestro spot today. So I'm going to go next. And while Buckets was researching the Polish leagues and the Swedish leagues, I was staying close to home. I was going to Liga MX. I was going to Mexico. And I found a little matchup tonight. It's really, really big. Pachuca and Mazatlan. And you know my favorite soccer bet? Both teams to score. Plus money. But why is this plus money? Pachuca just scored twice. I think I have the name right. Scored twice against the best team in Mexico. They can score once tonight. So we'll take this at plus money because these odds make no sense. Just wait. Plus, it's a late start tonight, too. I think it's 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern time, I think. Also, a little future today. I was channeling my inner maestro, and I said, I need a future NFL pick. So I went to the wins, and I was like, how in the world are the Kansas City Chiefs just at 10.5? So I wanted to get in right now today because that's going to go to 11, maybe 11.5. But with this play, you can go 11-6. Now there's an extra game and still cash that ticket. So we'll take the Chiefs over 10.5 at minus 130. All right, Zach, you've earned it. The floor is yours.
All right, Coach, probably one of the more fun futures to do, the home run derby today. You can't just pick one guy with this amount of people. It's an amazing field today, so I'm going to go with two. We're going to go half unit each on both, starting with Ronald Acuna Jr., plus 600. I'm going to go back to 2019 here with a quote after he lost in that home run derby. What an incredible experience. I thought I was going to win. Everyone that was in had a chance and thought he was going to win. I did my best and got beat. Everybody remembers that year he had 41 home runs. He had the opening round, 25 home runs. In the semifinal round, he lost to Pete Alonso by one home run. He had 19. Pete Alonso had 20. This is why Alonso is talked about right now. He's won back-to-back. Obviously, the big favorite here today. But he is matched up with Alonso in the opening round today. We've seen the odd shift here. A little bit more money is going on Acuna Jr. I think if he gets that win in the opening round, the path to victory is going to be his. So I'm going to take Ronald Acuna Jr. plus 600. And then also Juan Soto, the same odds here, plus 600. Juan Soto, you remember last year, just 22 years old. He seemed like he was overwhelmed in the spotlight against Otani in the opening round. He only hit 11 home runs. I think getting that year in is going to help him here. 23 years old now. And last night, a little forward thinking here, his last at bat in the eighth inning against the Atlanta Braves, he hit a home run. So I'm going to go with Juan Soto tonight as well, plus 600.
All right. Very, very important, too, to look at the bracket as Zach Attack has done because he picked two guys on opposite sides. Last year, we had some players that were picking two guys on the same side. That severely lessens your chances to cash. You want to have both of your guys in the finals because then you cash no matter what. So pay attention to that. By the way, our man Johnny Bowman, and yes, I'm going to put him on blast right here this morning because Buckets and Zach Attack, when we win a showdown here on this show, that Venmo better be coming through by the end of day. We're now 4 days past me not only teaching Bowman a lesson, teaching our entire fan base a lesson when I went against the grain and cashed 4 days ago, Johnny Bowman, and yet nothing has shown up in my Venmo account. Apparently, he feels very secure, Buckets, in his position on the show, because for him not to pay me, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the jeweler on the ones and the twos, and it looks, I haven't said this in a while, absolutely glorious. Buckets, he's on two big plays today. You can see him. I'm not going to butcher the names like he did. Both teams to score. Then Zach Attack, we got two plays from the home run derby tonight. By the way, we will be having an early edge in five this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern time. More storylines, more best bets, and I'm guessing we will have a prop or two for the home run derby. Then, if you're going to cash with me, and by the way, I know you guys hate when I do this, so I'm going to do it. Buckets, this is my book. You've got your book, I've got my book. And my numbers say that in my last 50 or 63 picks, I'm 46, 16, and 1. I'm not a math major. Pretty good. Jeweler. Jeweler. Show your face. Oh, there's the big man. All I know. Is that yesterday, as I was going back through all the articles on Sportsline, one caught my eye. It said, Cam Smith to win the Open Championship. Author, Jacob Hallux. State your case, sir. How good was that?
It felt pretty good. It was on CBSSports.com. Me and some of the other golf writers do a little write-up every week of every major week who we think is going to win. And you knew it was a lock whenever I looked at who else picked Cameron Smith, and it was just Chip Patterson. So when Chip and I are in lock agreement on who's going to win a golf tournament, I guess that's a sign. And I guess we were backing the guy who can putt like crazy and he gets crazy with the driver off the tee, but it doesn't matter because they play in a field, so you can hit it as far left as you want. For my gym today, I got inspired by the soccer action too. Let's go with the U.S. Women's National Team in the CONCACAF Women's Championship. They're taking on Canada. This should be a hell of a game. We're going to take them minus the half goal at minus 125. So we root for America. I got some numbers here. So an Olympic berth is on the line here. Both teams have already clinched a spot into the upcoming Women's World Cup. Both teams have won all of their games this tournament via shutouts and have scored 12 goals. The USA has an overall combined record of 59-1-1 in World Cup and Olympic qualifying matches, which is what this is. So we are going to play the hot hand at only minus 125 for the U.S. Women's National Team to win. They got to do it in regulation, so this isn't to hoist the trophy. So keep in mind, if this ends a 0-0 and they go into extras or penalties, it's a loser. But, I mean, I'm going to take it.
The only thing that concerns me, and I would love to get Bucket's take on this too, is that they've been qualified for the last two games, so they played very lethargic. Like, they didn't even care if they won because they'd already qualified. Does that scare you, Buckets, at all today?
That does not scare me, particularly in a matchup against Canada like this. There's a little bit of an ego that's going to play in this North American matchup between teams that are the most dominant by far in the women's scene in the CONCACAF. So that doesn't bother me because they're playing who they're playing.
And to be just clear, They're already qualified for the World Cup. This is a qualification for the Olympics. So there is something new to play for on the line here.
There you go. That's why my guys put in the work. So you don't have to. But then don't blame us. Don't blame us when we win 7 days in a row. And then one day we have a losing day. Oh, you guys suck. Don't do that. All right. Man, I feel good today. By the way, wheels up for your boy. I will be doing PGA Tour this week, PGA Tour next week. So I will have the show on the road, as we always do. Same hotel, same place, same cashing of the tickets. And with that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these Monday tickets. Get this week started off right, straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. Zach Attack, Buckets, Jeweler, always on the ones and the twos, and he runs the brand. He just does. I am the coach. We're here every single day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We grind, and we grind for you. Enjoy the Home Run Derby. It's fun, but it's even more fun when you cash tickets. We'll see you this afternoon. Well, the crew will, on Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time. In the meantime, tell all your friends you want to be valued, you want to be included, you want to have a good time. God forbid we have fun at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.